Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Spring Fest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13, while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hi, I'm Doug Chamberlain, host of Family Health Checkup. Let's talk about healthcare that's affordable and rooted in faith. Redeem HealthShare offers flexible programs designed to fit your budget without compromising your values. It's not insurance. It's a community of believers supporting each other through life's health challenges. From routine visits to unexpected emergencies, Redeem helps ease the burden of medical expenses through shared support. Check it out today. Call 1-844-REDEEM-0.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
New year, new me? Cute. But how about new year, new money? With Experian, you can actually take control of your finances. Check your FICO score, find ways to save, and get matched with credit card offers, giving you time to power through those New Year's goals you know you're going to crush. Start the year off right. Download the Experian app. Based on FICO scoring model. Offers and approval not guaranteed. Eligibility requirements and terms apply. Subject to credit check, which may impact your credit scores. Offers not available in all states. See Experian.com for details. Experian.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, Al tells me I'm all queued up in the screen. Eddie tells me the thumbs up, we're rolling. So here we go. It's a Monday podcast. Al, good morning, sir.
Oh, hi there, Jerry. You know I'm a man who's very bad at making decisions. I'm
I've heard.
Terrible.
Yes, and then when you do make one, they backfire sometimes.
Correct. I take a long time to make a decision.
Yeah.
Then I regret my decision, and
Bradley
it goes
Beach
like that.
Beach has been a good one, though. That's been one good one.
Yeah, that's been
a good one.
Yeah, I haven't
Solid.
Really regretted any of my moves, I will tell you that. But I have a dilemma that I'm hoping that you, Jerry,
okay.
and the people listening who may have some expertise or just their thoughts
right.
on what do I do with my automobile.
Okay.
So I have a couple different moves I can make here. I have a Subaru that has 185,000 miles on it. The transmission fluid has never been changed.
Right.
Because the Subaru tells you don't need to change it, but people who know about cars go, oh, no, you have to change it.
Okay. I would be in the camp of don't worry about it.
So I've never changed it,
mm-hmm.
and I got 185,000 miles on the transmission.
Okay.
And these transmissions, if they're serviced well, they could last a long time. But if they've never been serviced, not
right.
great. So I have that just in the back of my head.
Okay.
All right, no
big
deal.
But you don't have an issue right now.
No issue.
It's fine then, okay.
My infotainment center is gone.
Shot.
And I did a lot of research. This is a common thing in these cars. They're made cheaply. After years of, they really are affected by, believe it or not, the heat under the hood pushes up against the wires and things, and over time it corrodes them. So it is completely shot. I need my backup camera.
I'm sure.
I cannot park in New York without it.
Yeah, it doesn't faze me, but yeah. I understand.
The other things, like right now in my car, I just have the, because this all just happened, I just have a Bluetooth speaker in my phone and I'm listening to my podcasts.
Right.
I really don't care.
Right.
To put a new one in, a new aftermarket.
With the camera and everything.
Where the camera works and all. If I do it myself, I just order the radio and all the parts. Because unfortunately, when you order these radios, each car needs its own setup to work in that car.
Mm-hmm.
If I did it myself through a place like Crutchfield, remember old Crutchfield radios?
Yeah, I do.
That's like $500.
What if you went through Subaru?
The Subaru unit that sucks is $2,000.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So
okay,
to get somebody to put it in for me only cost me another $150.
So Crutchfield, theoretically $700 in and out, done.
Well, yeah, if I do it, there's a guy in Neptune that has an audio place.
Right.
I went to them over the weekend. He can do it for $700. If I did it myself, it's $500.
No, you pay $700 and get it done right.
But do I want to pay $700
yes.
for a car that has 185,000 yes. miles on it that could
yes.
crap out?
Yes.
Yes?
Because here's why. So I had, and I lost in this deal. I was in a situation with my GTI last year, right around this time. It had about 190,000 miles on it. And I don't remember exactly what I remember talking to you about this. I don't remember what the issue was. God damn. I don't remember. Whatever.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Spring Fest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Hi, I'm Doug Chamberlain, host of Family Health Checkup. Let's talk about healthcare that's affordable and rooted in faith. Redeem HealthShare offers flexible programs designed to fit your budget without compromising your values. It's not insurance. It's a community of believers supporting each other through life's health challenges. From routine visits to unexpected emergencies, Redeem helps ease the burden of medical expenses through shared support. Check it out today. Call 1-844-REDEEM-0.
A couple of parts were replaced. I did do new brakes, which I needed that too. I spent $3,000 and was really hoping that I was going to get 2 more years out of the car. I had just paid it off. Well, no, not yet. I finished paying off that car in July or August. I wound up only getting 3 months without car payments. What I was hoping to do is finish paying it off in the summer and then have a year and a half without a car payment. I thought that would be very cool. So I put the $3,000 into a car that had almost 200,000 miles. I lost because the car crapped out in December. Stuff started, and I wasn't putting any more money into it. You're talking about a car that's got 180,000 miles on it, 90% of which are all highway miles.
Right.
In theory, that engine should be in very good shape because it's not working hard. You're not doing a ton of city driving. Luckily, we're not in Midtown. You come into the tunnel, you're 3 blocks in park, and it's all highway. A $700 repair is nothing. And I think you'll still get a couple more years and another 50,000 miles out of that car.
Hmm.
I don't think $700 is a lot of money.
The only other option, so I looked at a couple things, too. I went, what is my car worth?
Mm-hmm.
I looked on Edmunds.com, Kelley Blue Book, and Carvana.
Mm-hmm. Carvana usually gives pretty good prices.
Carvana was offering to give me $3,500.
And that's without an infotainment system working?
Yes, I told them the infotainment center shot.
Wow.
CarMax offered $3,800.
Really?
That was the most I got.
Wow.
So if I trade the car in, I would probably get, negotiate $4,000.
Yeah, for sure.
So I saw a used car that I like, another Subaru, for $22,000. So if I got $4,000, I'm now
how many miles on this one?
40,000. I'm trying to balance,
You don't have a car payment right now, right?
No.
Yeah, I would pay the $700.
Do I trade my car in now while it's worth something, even though it's not a lot, or run it till the transmission's really shot, and then you get really nothing for it, but you get all those extra months of using the car.
You've got no reason to think there's anything wrong with the transmission, right?
Correct.
So you're kind of running to trouble, or you're thinking yourself into trouble where it doesn't exist right now.
Right.
And you might not need a new transmission until it hits 260,000 miles. Again, if this was a car that got beat up and you told me you lived in Queens and stop, go, light, traffic, I get it. And you were driving on the BQE every day and stop. But that's not what this car is. Does the car still drive well?
Oh, yeah.
Is there any sign that the car is not going to drive well?
No.
Yeah, to me, $700. Let me ask you this. What's the worst that can happen? You put the $700 in. 6 months from now, something goes wrong. And instead of getting $4,000 for the trade-in, you get $3,000. You spent $700, so theoretically it's a $2,300. You lost $1,700. But you did drive the car without a car payment for six more months. You know what the difference is? I mean, you're probably going to pay cash, I would think. You're not going to get a car payment. But if you got a car payment, the difference between $1,700 on a car payment over 60 or 72 months is not that much. So, but it's up to you. If you want to get a newer car, I get that.
I really don't want to. I mean, part of me wants to see how far this car will go.
Okay.
And it's also interesting to me knowing everything that I've already replaced in the car, right? So I know, like in the Subarus, in this group of model years, you know, with the wheel bearings go, which I've replaced all of them. I put new tires on it in August. So if you get a car with 40,000 miles on it, it's going to need new tires.
For sure.
It's going to need brakes soon, all this stuff. I then did way too much research, Jerry. Like I researched, is a transmission with high miles more likely to fail in the winter or the summer?
Okay, and what'd it say?
Summer.
Okay.
That the thing that ruins transmissions is heat.
Heat.
And yeah, what it does to the
okay. Even with that theory.
The fluids.
Even on that theory.
Okay.
It's March 2nd.
Yeah.
Let's say it falters in August. You're still getting five more months without a car payment. And that's if it falters. I would have full confidence that you will not have a problem with this car this year.
Yeah.
Now, next year at this time, or maybe next May, I would get a new car at that point. Because you're doing, 45,000 miles a year?
Let's see. I put 150,000 miles on it in just about 5 years. So I'm doing 30.
Oh, less than I thought. So you're doing really 30? That's it?
Yeah.
I do 30,000 miles a year. How's that possible?
I don't know.
Oh, well, you know, because you go nowhere after you get home.
Yeah, when I get home, I'm not going anywhere.
I do drive more than you.
Yeah, you do a lot more driving. You
that
do
is true.
Games and airport runs.
You're right.
And
No, you're right. So if you're doing roughly 30,000 miles a year at this point next year, and then let's say you get to May next year, you're talking about a car that would have about 216,000 miles on it. Maybe at that point I would, if you were there, I would probably say, move on. I just don't think with $180,000 you need to get a new car yet.
If I put a $700 radio in that car and I got 7 months out of it, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Even 6 months to me, I think you did a good job.
It is crazy. The other thing I did, an insane amount of research on car radios. The car radio themselves are like $300.
Right.
Then just to get the proper harnessing and wiring for certain cars.
That's where they get you?
Yeah, because everything's in that thing. Your backup camera. It like for that one, it's the backup camera, the steering wheel controls, the Starlink system. All these things are all in that.
Right.
And a lot of cars, the ones where you really get in trouble is the cars now that have like your air conditioning is on the screen. And it's all there's no physical knobs for anything.
Yeah.
When that thing goes,
then you're in trouble.
Then you're in trouble.
Yeah. That does suck. Like electronics is really cool.
Yeah.
But as opposed to just even like with the windows, if you've got automatic, what everybody does, if you got automatic windows, man, that motor goes, you can't open a window.
Yeah.
You know what really worked? When you just roll them down. You know, sometimes technology is not always great.
Right.
That's interesting. If everything's controlled on your screen and your screen goes kapooey. Like in the middle of the summer, you better roll your windows down. You're going to die.
Yeah, no AC.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
My opinion, I'm very interesting to see what type of messages you get today. I would put the $700 in.
I would say that after chatting with you just now, that I am leaning that way.
Okay. All right. Now we'll see what everybody else says.
You were very confident, Jerry, in your...
Well, I'm very confident. Here's what I'm also confident in. The way you take care of your car. I feel like you know your car really well. You've done what you're supposed to do. It's in a pretty good spot. And you're worried about something that I don't think you need to be worried about yet in the transmission.
Yeah.
So I think you're, and you are right. You don't know what you don't know. So you go and get a different car. I'm sure even with 40,000 miles on it, it's going to be in good shape. But you don't know until you got it for 6 months.
Right.
So, as long as you like the car.
Yeah, I got to tell you too. Some of the you'll know this because you were recently looking for a car. Mm-hmm. Although you went to
I bought mine at Carvana.
Yeah,
I did.
Car dealership websites are some of the worst websites on all the internet. The
pop-up ads.
It is impossible.
Yeah,
they have a chat. Did you need to chat with someone?
Yeah, I know.
I do not. Did you want 0% financing? I do not. Is there something else that we can help you with that you're not seeing on the website? Did you accept cookie? It's a million. I'm like, dude.
It's a lot.
And then you click on one thing, like, let me see your used inventory. Click on it. All the windows come up again.
I know.
Then it's like, select. I'm looking. Oh, but
it's frustrating.
God.
It is very frustrating.
And they're all the same. There must be some sort of.
They want you to go there.
Yeah.
Because if they get you there, you're most likely not leaving without a car.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they design these websites to be annoying. I don't know. But they want you at the place. They want you at the dealership.
Yeah.
It's a Season 2 playoff race with TGL, presented by SoFi. Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern, Jupiter Links versus Boston Common Golf. Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, Los Angeles Golf Club versus New York Golf Club. Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, The Bay Golf Club versus Jupiter Links. Keep up. It's golf. Watch on ESPN, ESPN2, and the ESPN app.
The other weird thing is, like, I was bored yesterday, Sunday.
What's that like?
I was like, I might go look at cars. No.
They're closed on Sundays.
The one day everyone is home.
But that's a state law.
What do you mean?
That's a state law. Car dealerships are not allowed to be open on Sundays.
Really?
I do not know why in New Jersey that is the case.
Huh.
I'm going to check out when that law went into effect.
Yeah.
I do not know. I believe that's by law.
People are, although we talk about it all the time, you can go by the beach on a Tuesday and it's packed. So I guess people are out and about every day of the week.
Right.
But I would just think Saturday and Sunday, man, if I was a car salesman.
Right. Close on Monday and be open on Sunday.
Yeah. My ass would be there on Sundays. I'd be like, I'll open up. I'll take in all the customers.
Let's see. Yeah. State law in New Jersey that prohibits car dealerships from selling vehicles on Sunday. The regulation is part of the blue laws that make it illegal to engage in the business of buying, selling, or exchanging motor vehicles on a Sunday.
This is against the law.
Like, how about this? This has been in place since 1937, when we were transitioning from horse and buggy to vehicles. People have tried to overturn it. But they continue it because it guarantees a day off and reduces overhead costs.
What? Now, one of the other things I was reading, because I remember Googling this at some point, was that because banks are not open on Sundays.
Financing?
Yeah.
It makes sense. That does make sense. But some banks are open on Sunday now. Like TD Bank is open on Sunday.
Like there's people in there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, now they have shorter hours. Yeah. I believe Sunday's TD Bank is 10 to 2.
I even think Saturdays are like a shorter
probably
bank day.
Yeah, they might be. Shorter than during the week. That's
you know what they don't
true.
Want to do? They don't want to get you in the car dealership on a Sunday when the bank's closed.
And then keep them there.
And then be like, we got to do this financing. And the person goes, well, I'll be back tomorrow.
And don't then they
trust
don't come
them.
Back.
Yeah, you don't trust them to come
that
back.
That is very true. That might, you know, it's funny. I don't know what cockamamie thing that was about guaranteeing a day off. That could be more of the answer and the reason if you dig deeper.
Yeah.
If you've got 10 minutes today, Al.
I don't know where I'll find the time, Jerry.
But I agree. Like, if you're a car dealership, why would you not want to be open Friday night, all day and night, Saturday, and all day Sunday? It sucks, yeah, but so close the place on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
No one's, who's buying a car on a Tuesday afternoon?
Not me.
Right. Now, the part of Sunday being closed that I've always liked is you can go and peruse the inventory of the, especially if you're looking for a used car, and you can get a pretty good look at the car without someone up
That's
your
true.
Ass trying to sell you the car.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, give and take with that whole situation.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so I think I'm going to, let's just ride this out.
I would.
Personally. Let's ride this out with the
I
car.
I do love buying a car, though. I think the process is actually fun. It can be tedious at the dealership, but when it's done right and you don't have to spend the entire day there, and especially if you're writing a check, or let's say you walked in there, like the car I bought for Kim, I walked in there with a loan from Chase because I had just paid off. So we paid off her Expedition, which was through Chase. So I had like 3 months of not paying that for that. So they kept sending me, hey, if you're ready to buy a new car, you're pre-approved. So I was able to walk in. I went down to Dan Ariel, Pine Belt Chevy in Lakewood, and we traded in her Expedition for an Equinox. And it was so easy because everything was done already. When I walked in, I knew the limit I could go to without having to call them. And it was quick. You get into the financing thing, you might be there a while.
Yeah. It was funny when I bought that orange car a number of years ago. I really think the orange car was $16,000.
Okay.
I think that's what it was. And I remember when they were like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, I want this car. And they looked at my old Nissan and they go, yeah, we'll take this. This is what we'll trade it in for. Or maybe after the trade in, it was like $15,000. Okay. They go, do you need financing? I go, no, I'm going to pay cash. They go, okay. Okay, it's $15,000. I hand them my credit card. They go, we can't take a credit card. I go, how am I supposed to pay cash?
A check.
A cashier's check.
Cashier's check. They wouldn't take a credit card?
No. The fees are too high.
But why wouldn't they just charge you the fees then?
I don't know. That's a good question. They would not take a credit card.
That's weird. I didn't know that.
So what they did is they took my credit card for a $1,000 deposit.
Okay. And then allowed you to go get the cashier's check?
Yeah, but I had to go. I think it took me a day. Get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. Did they give you the car at that point? Or did you keep your Nissan for the day?
No, they never want you to leave with your car.
So they did give you the new car.
Yeah, they either gave me the new car or gave me a loaner.
Okay.
I don't remember which one they did.
Because now they got your car.
Yeah,
going back on the deal.
Not only that, but they've already decided what your car is worth to them. They don't want you leaving with it.
Oh, you get into an accident.
Yeah, screwing it up. You'll ruin the deal.
That makes sense.
I crash the car. Then all of a sudden I go, I can't.
Your car, not mine.
Or I can't afford this now. I have a crashed vehicle.
Right. That's right.
So, yeah, they never want you leaving with the
car.
Very
interesting.
Huh. Yeah.
How about that? I would have been surprised walking into a place thinking, let's say you've got an American Express card, not the green, but like one of the other Amex cards that's got a $30,000 limit. And you're like, yeah, I'll put this $15,000 on the card. And they'd be like, no. Like, we know.
You know what? They don't want you to get points, Jerry, for whatever you get points for on your credit card.
That's right. Exactly. Of course, that's also 28% interest. So who's the dummy?
Right. Yeah. I was really thrown off by that.
What percentage of people do you think pay cash, like with a cashier's check?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't finance the car. I think it's a very low number with the amount that cars now cost.
Yeah, I think it's a low number as well. And it's funny because, like, when we were growing up, when we were first buying cars, like, our parents, like mine and my dad was, you know, this is what I'm telling you, we were buying like a $2,000 car, $1,000 car.
Yeah.
You'd be like, you pay cash. You tell them you got cash, you're going to get a deal.
Yeah.
Like they would give you,
they don't want the cash now.
No, now they
want the financing.
They will try to talk you into financing. Yeah. They'll go, why, you know, oh, you have $15,000, but if you invest that, this,
you'll make 10% on your money in the S&P 500.
Yeah, why would you want to get rid of that?
And we can give you 1% financing.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of different ways, you know, with your money. There are some people that say borrow until you're dead, basically. And then there are others that will tell you don't borrow, pay for everything as you go if you can. So depends on, you know, it depends on how you feel about
money. It just stinks because the car dealerships now are the ones who are also loaning you money.
Oh, yeah.
I think, right? So like if you get a...
No. It's still through the bank, but what they get, the way I understand it, is they get bonuses and kickbacks for the amount of business that they drive to the bank, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I'm sure there are some dealerships that might finance, but I think most of them go through banks.
Then there's also this, I would like tips from people too, where they say there's a, like that early on, the salesperson will ask if you're paying cash like for a used car or financing, and you're not supposed to reveal, but I don't
know. I've never had anyone ask me that. That's interesting. Interesting. What would be the point of that?
They think that if you're going to pay cash, that they won't, like, that's not good for them, that they won't come down on price as much, that you shouldn't talk about financing or anything until you've agreed
to a price.
To the price. Yeah.
Okay. I could see that.
I think I would like to sell cars at some point. When I retire.
A couple of times my brother has been in between jobs, and his best friend runs a place. So he's always taken him in and let him. He did it for like 6 months once and like 4 months another time. What he didn't like about it were we just talked about it, the Tuesday, where you're there for 10 hours and three people come in. What he did like was the Fridays and the Saturdays when the place is alive and busy and there's customers and the art of actually selling the car and test driving. Most people are excited. He would always say you would sometimes get customers that are coming in ready to fight.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
That was my dad when we were younger. He'd be like, let's go fight a car dealer.
Yes, and save $12. And my brother enjoyed it. I could see you liking that. I could.
I would like it if I retired and didn't, like, that
need
wasn't
the money?
Yeah, like, sure. I didn't. To put food on my table was that, because that's a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah, it is, for sure. There's no doubt.
I remember when I realized when my dad was getting soft, Jerry, because my dad was wanting to fight a car dealer.
Right.
The amount of times we stormed out of car dealerships. Well, I remember I went to get a Ford Escape in 2007. I was like, I'm bringing my dad along.
It's on.
It is on like Donkey Kong. And I remember we sat down with the guy and we're going through all stuff and we found the car I really liked and it was $27,000. And the guy's like, it's 27.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Spring Fest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Hi, I'm Doug Chamberlain, host of Family Health Checkup.
Let's talk about healthcare that's affordable and rooted in faith. Redeem HealthShare offers flexible programs designed to fit your budget without compromising your values. It's not insurance. It's a community of believers supporting each other through life's health challenges. From routine visits to unexpected emergencies, Redeem helps ease the burden of medical expenses through shared support. Check it out today. Call 1-844-REDEEM-0.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Right now, new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $250 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. That's right, turn $5 into $250 in bonus bets just for getting started. And when every possession matters in the playoffs, FanDuel makes it easy to get closer to the action. From player props on your favorite stars to all the tools you need to back them up, FanDuel puts player research right at your fingertips so you can check stats, trends, and matchups all in one place and make your picks with confidence. It's everything you need all in one app, so don't miss your shot. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel, play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I was like, huh. I looked at my dad and he goes, seems like a good deal.
What? We are walking out of here.
It wasn't his money. That's why he was probably like,
I was going to say, your car, not his. Your bill, not his.
He did that. I'm like, what? What was that move?
So that was a brand new Ford Escape that you bought, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Is that one of the few brand new cars?
No.
Did you always buy brand new cars?
I always bought brand new until...
You noticed they were all $40,000 or more.
I think how insane I was. Here's what happened. Like, I was buying new cars. And then, like, I would take out a five-year loan.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 years into it, I
would... Want a new car?
Trade it in.
Yeah.
But at some point when I went to do that.
They told you you owed a lot more than it was worth.
Yeah. And then it's like your new monthly payment is going to be insane because you still owe 15 grand on this car. I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And then when I started listening to Dave Ramsey, the money guy.
Right.
He was like, you cannot be buying new cars.
Yeah. New used cars.
Yeah. Buy new used cars.
Yep.
So that's when I saw. I just think all the time, like I traded in that 2007 Ford Escape. It had 70,000 miles on it. I was like, I got to get another car.
Because you felt like it was going to start breaking down. Right. And you probably had another 100,000 miles on it easy. I know. This is how crazy. I mean, clearly you and I live different lives. But like, Mike, the car that I got, which I've told you, had, I forget what it had, 10,000, 11,000 miles. It's as new could be, basically. It was a one-year-old car.
Yeah.
Not even. It's a 2025 model that I got in December of 2025. So it's pretty new. But mine is, I'm trying to think, it was 20, how much did I pay? 24? I don't even remember what it was. But I went the 75-month route. I might end up paying 30 grand for this thing if I don't pay it down sooner, which I am hoping
right,
to
you
do.
You can do.
But that's how crazy it's gotten.
Yeah.
When you do the math, and it ain't easy. It ain't cheap.
Yeah.
It is not cheap.
Yeah, so I finally figured that out at some point where I was like, you can't trade a car in when you still owe
that's where they get
money
you.
On it.
That's where the car game is a losing proposition. Unless you're someone like Eddie who keeps a car for 9-10 years.
Yeah.
Unless those cars are paid off, it's tough. It's every 5 years they get, you know, if you're buying a car every 5 or 6 years, the amount of what the cars cost has gone up drastically.
It is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give you an example. I bought Kim's Ford Expedition. So she had it for 6 years. We just got rid of it last February, which was it sounds about right. We got it in 2018, I think. Bought it with, it was a used Expedition with 28,000 miles. Fully loaded. It was $39,000. You want that car today? It's like $60,000.
Yeah.
With 29, like, It's just, it's crazy how fast the things go up.
Yeah. What do you remember? What's the cheapest you paid for a brand new car in your life?
Well, I've only had two brand new cars. I had the Toyota Paseo back in the day, and I had a Ford Escort, which was the first year they made them look sporty.
Oh, those were cool. Yeah, the Ford Escort.
It was a nice
stick
car.
Shift.
No. Yes, that was both of them were.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, I believe the Paseo was $7,200. I want to say that's what it
cost.
That's
crazy.
Because I remember giving. So that was when my car, my Jeep was shot. I don't remember. My dad went and did the deal for me because I was at work and I needed a car. And I remember him, I feel like I gave him $3,600 for 50% down. That's why the number 7,206 in my head. And I had a small monthly payment, like $100 a month was my payment for like 42 months or something like that. I think it was $7,200. And yeah, that would have been in right around the time I got married, 99 or 2000, I would say. I'll bet you I can find that.
Yeah.
So real quick, I know we got to go. So I'll put it in MSRP. I'm going to put in a 1999 Toyota Paseo because I think it was right after I got married and we got a leftover from the previous MSRP would have been. No, that's not right. No. I was saying $25,000. That is absolutely wrong.
Not back then.
Not
in
1999. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Less than that. I'm sorry. $5,070. So maybe it was $2,600 I gave. But that even that sounds light to me. That doesn't seem right to me. I still feel
man,
like it
could
was,
you imagine if new cars cost that now? It'd be awesome, Jerry.
Oh, are you kidding me? Of
kick
course.
Ass.
Absolutely. I still think that's wrong. I think that's in 1990. Yeah. It's not quite coming up properly. Hmm. But I'm telling you, I think it was $7,200. I'm almost certain of it.
Yeah.
Which sounds lovely.
No. I bought a Nissan hard body truck, $6,800. It was on the lot for a year. I bought it in 1989. It was a brand new 1988.
Okay. So you had a leftover.
Got a leftover.
Yeah. Smart. Five-speed,
yeah.
Like manual.
Yeah, five-speed, yep. No air conditioning. It was kick-ass, Jerry.
I know what that's like. Thank you very much.
All right, let's do the warm-up program. Hit me up on Twitter or Instagram if you've got ideas for me and my. But it's Jerry really convincingly got me on the $700 radio. I think that's the way to go.
I do, too.
All right, Jerry. Warm-up show is next. So...
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Spring Fest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13, while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Let's be honest, healthcare can be expensive, so check out Redeem HealthShare. It's a faith-based way to manage medical costs with flexible programs to fit your budget and your values. You're not dealing with insurance, just a community of believers helping each other through life's ups and downs. This is more than healthcare, it's hope, it's healing, it's faith in action. Call 1-844-REDEEM-0, that's 1-844-REDEEM-0. Join the movement, share joyfully, live redeemed.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.